Hello, I'm Sharon Lecter. I'm the co-author of the Rich Dad books and this program, Choose to Be Rich. I'm here today with Diane Kennedy, CPA and a trusted Rich Dad advisor. Diane, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Sharon. I'm delighted to be with you today. Today, we're going to be covering a number of steps in the third section, Do It, of the Choose to Be Rich series.
Absolutely. In the first section, now you know how to think like the rich think. Section two, you now have learned what the rich know, and you're ready to do what the rich do. Let's get started. Diane, how do you get started?
Great question, Sharon. Most people think the only financial problem they have is that they just don't have enough money. So their entire solution is just get more money. But actually, we found that there are really seven steps, which we're going to be covering in this section of the program. The first step is to know where you are.
That's absolutely correct. After step three, take control of your cash flow, we're going to move into the right side of the quadrant. More than likely, you're going to have controlled your cash, figured out a way to improve your financial position, and want to move from the left side of the quadrant to the right side. And there's three major areas we're going to focus on for you. The first area is buying paper assets. That's stocks, bonds, mutual funds. We're going to talk about investing in paper assets. Then we're going to move into real estate. Buy a piece of property. Look at property. How do you analyze property? Then, last but definitely not least, we're going to look at building a business. That's the Rich Dad method. If you remember from step two, we talk about building a business. Rich Dad, his philosophy was you build a business and you let the income from the business help fund buying assets in real estate and paper securities. So in step four, becoming an investor, we're going to particularly review paper securities and real estate. Then in step five, we're going to talk about entering the B quadrant. That's the home of the business owner. Remember, the business owner is the one who can leave and come back, and the business will be bigger. So that's what we want to help you do. We want to examine the attributes that you need to build a strong and successful business. We concentrate on each area that's needed to build a strong business. And as you become a successful business owner, your business acumen will help you also become a better investor. And for those of you who really are destined to be rich and want to be rich as your goal and want to be the ultimate investor, we will evaluate and discuss ways that you can get there by taking the ultimate step, and that is potentially going public, taking your company public. We'll touch on that. We'll help you analyze. We'll help you see how you can get there. And then the most important part for an ultimate investor is the ability to give back. Business owners and investors help the community by creating jobs and by creating wealth for their community.